Hi guys, I'm Zara Zachariah Abdul Karim, and I am so excited that you are listening to this and joining me on a journey through self-discovery, growth, and renewal. So I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. From a really young age, I've always been aware of an innate ability within myself to reach for the stars, apply myself, and achieve my biggest dreams. As children, myself and my siblings were brought up to always strive for excellence and to never be complacent. I have always been a high achiever, and from that young age, I topped my class and was the natural leader in most situations. But as I grew up, I became more and more insecure and dissatisfied with all the so-called achievements which the world was so proud of. My first experience of truly accepting myself and celebrating my little successes came after the birth of my daughter in 2014. I suffered from postpartum psychosis, and that led to my life being totally turned upside down. But through that experience, I came to realize that I had always expected way too much of myself, and sometimes I needed to give myself a pat on the back for the little things, like remembering to eat that day or doing the laundry. Since then, though, I've been consciously trying to tame my inner critic, to practice self-validation, and learn to appreciate myself more. Being a lifelong high achiever and high performer makes it really hard, though, because if you are like me, then you know exactly what I'm saying. We have big dreams and never really feel satisfied with where we are. We always see what should have gone better and beat ourselves up about it instead of focusing on the magnitude of good which we have achieved. This feeling of dissatisfaction came to a boiling point for me earlier this year. And really, it was the catalyst to creating this reflective audio journal, which I have titled A Season to Heal. I'm at a point in my life where I feel like enough is enough. I never want to be in such a state of loss and despair like I was earlier this year, due to a false sense of failure. And I really want to emphasize that word. False sense of failure, this lack of self-worth and achievement. I want to help support others who are like me, others who feel a sense of shame sharing their perceived failures in a world where they are seen to have it all, where they are seen to be at the top of their game and would be judged as petty or ungrateful for sharing their fears, their failures, their aspirations or disappointments. I want to help those who never see the good in what they do, who are constantly chasing that next high, that next achievement, that next accolade to feel a sense of temporary accomplishment and validation. I want to help those who find it hard to just slow down and to look after themselves, who are constantly giving to others, who are always burnt out. I want to teach you how to give yourself the permission to rest and help you develop the courage to say, enough is enough. It's time to stop and look after myself for a change. So I welcome you to your journey of self-discovery, growth, and renewal from your fellow traveler, Zara Zachariah Abdul Karim.